Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of June 2019. Supreme Court has noted that the requirement of no objection certificate from the diplomatic mission of the country where the foreigner or the person requesting adoption resides, under subsection 12 of section 59 of the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015 cannot be waived. Supreme Court, while refusing to entertain a petition filed challenging the NET, UG, 2019 answer key, observed that it was appropriate that the petitioners approach the High Court for relief. The court allowed petitioners to withdraw the petition with liberty to avail alternate remedies. SEBI has restricted New Delhi Television, NDTV, promoters Pran Roy and Radhika Roy and their holding firm RRPR Holdings from trading in the securities markets for 2 years. They have further been restricted from holding any key managerial position in NETV for the same period. The markets regulator in its order noted that all the three key promoters did insider trading by concealing price-sensitive information about three loan agreements. Madras High Court has directed the state government to regularize the services of a woman who had put in 34 years of service as a sweeper, within 3 months. The court, while allowing a writ petition from Sarasu, had also directed the authorities concerned to grant all the monetary benefits derived out of such regularization to the woman. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has directed banks to ensure their ATMs are grouted to a wall, pillar, or floor by September end, except those installed in high-secured premises such as airports, to enhance security of the cash vending machines. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has issued new norms for compounding of offences under black money law. These will replace the old guidelines. The new guidelines have exclusion provisions, under which offences done under the black money, undisclosed foreign income and assets, and imposition of Act, 2015, the Benami Transactions Prohibition Act, 1988 cannot be compounded in normal cases. This includes money laundering cases. Delhi High Court has directed AIIMS to set up a medical board to examine whether it was necessary to end the pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape victim and to carry out the procedure expeditiously if required. The court directed that a report be placed before the court on the 17th of June, 2019 regarding the outcome of the medical board's decision. Delhi High Court has junked Delhi University's DU new admission norms for undergraduate courses after it heard three petitions challenging the new eligibility criteria for admissions in undergraduate courses. The court quashed the amendment in admission eligibility criteria and directed DU to follow admission eligibility criteria of last year. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed all the investigating officers in the state of Punjab to record the statement under Section 161 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, CRPC, by audio, video, and electronic means. The court held that all the investigating officers in the state of Punjab are directed to record the statement under Section 161 CRPC by audio, video, and electronic means. Punjab and Haryana High Court noted, while rejecting a matrimonial appeal filed by a husband, that mere aggressive behavior and sadness of mood of wife does not mean that the wife is spoiling the atmosphere of her matrimonial home. The court held that nuptial knots cannot be allowed to be broken on these types of unfounded allegations of cruelty, physical or mental. Madras High Court has noted that Section 174 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 should be amended to include man-missing cases under this provision so that an inquiry could be conducted. Kerala High Court has requested the state government to consider writing off a loan availed to treat an endosulfan victim. The victim's father had availed a personal loan to treat his son, who was an endosulfan victim. However, they did not bear fruitful results and the victim passed away in the meanwhile. Bombay High Court has noted that retirement of an employee does not completely preclude the appointing authority from initiating action for dealing with the misconduct of the employee during service. Madhya Pradesh High Court has reduced the death penalty awarded to a man accused of raping and murdering his own daughter while holding that the accused being a major having family with him, the possibility of reformation cannot be ruled out. Calcutta High Court has refused to issue any specified directions in a PIL filed against ongoing doctor strike in West Bengal and reminded the striking doctors about the Hippocratic Oath and called upon them to reconcile. Bombay High Court has allowed Joy Chedda, the former wife of late Matkar King Suresh Bhagat, to go to Singapore for 5 days to be treated for a rare disease. Chedda furnished medical reports from HN Reliance Hospital stating she is suffering from recurrent uveitis, probable sarcoid. Madras High Court has observed that any tampering of the answer sheets or erroneous award of marks amounts to crime against the society at large. At the same time, it would result in frustration in the minds of the young students, who are all the future of our great nation. Bombay High Court has observed while striking down the criminal prosecution against a 45-year-old principal of an ashram school that a casual touch by a colleague does not constitute the offense of outraging the modesty of a woman. The principal was booked last year for touching the hands of a teacher in a class in the presence of her students. Bombay High Court has declined to grant bail to a 31-year-old man arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a 17-year-old Facebook friend after calling him home and serving spiked juice. The case was registered after the complainant attempted to commit suicide by consuming fennel. Kerala High Court has rejected the award of a motor accidents claims tribunal, which had exonerated the insurer from liability in a motor accident claim. The tribunal had allowed the insurer's stand that the cover note issued by them was cancelled by them as the cheque issued by the owner got dishonored. Allahabad High Court has rejected a writ petition of BJP leader Jaya Prada challenging the election of Azam Khan from the Rampur parliamentary constituency in the recently concluded Lok Sabha election. The court rejected the writ petition of BJP leader Jaya Prada on the grounds of lack of territorial jurisdiction. Punjab and Haryana High Court has noted that the employer's financial instability is not a valid ground to suppress the pension benefits of a retired employee as the pension is the only source of livelihood for a pensioner to live a dignified life after retirement. Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by the legal attorneys and barristers, seeking directions to the government to pass an ordinance ensuring safety security to advocates and also protect advocates from arrest, detention and remand of police custody for the offence perpetrated to be committed during the discharge of professional duty. Bombay High Court has asked the commissioner to pass a reasoned order within 2 weeks on why the C-forms post GST are not being issued despite withdrawal of the circular. Allahabad High Court has upheld a first information report, FIR, against GST evaders under the Criminal Procedure Code, 1973. Bombay High Court, BHC, has held that the defense of financial difficulties cannot be invoked by the assessee when the assessee failed to remit the service tax amount collected from the customers to the government exchequer.